Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs described via its official X account on Friday, as quoted by AntaraNews.com on RRI.co.id, that the initial phase of the ceasefire as a crucial step toward ending violence in Gaza permanently. Moving on to the chairman of the Honorary Council of the Indonesian Society of Respirologists, Chandra Yoga Aditama, on Friday, who emphasized that the importance of global and national commitment to ending the tuberculosis or TB epidemic. He stated the World Health Organization and various international organizations such as the Stop TB Partnership Global continue to strengthen cross-country collaboration through three main steps, namely commit, invest, and deliver. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is already 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time here in Jakarta, Indonesia. So it means that the program Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia is not only available on voinews.id, but also on RRINet, on the website rri.co.id, and of course on RRI Digital Mobile App. And as always, this is Rahma. We'll be providing you with the latest updates from Indonesia, along with various programs about Indonesian culture, art, food, and so on. And of course, the music. And later, we also have a quick talk on the hope, the opportunity of Indonesia in the World Cup 2026. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today after we blow your mind with the song by Isyana Sarasvati.
Living through the invisible moon. Voice of Indonesia.
The rich and fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring. Andean crafts, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous. Famous among divers. Cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own. Easily accessible. Still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian national football team had to accept a 2-3 loss to Saudi Arabia in the opening Group B match of the fourth round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers on Wednesday evening local time at King Abdullah Sports City Stadium in Jeddah. So let's have the match recap with Indonesian football observer Muhammad Kusnaini, and also more opportunities to come for Indonesian football team. Hello, good afternoon, Pak Kusnaini. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Yes, Pak Kus. Hello. Yes. Could you hear us clearly?
Yes.
All right. So, Pak Kus, 2026 World Cup qualifiers, Indonesia, Arab Saudi, 2-3, even with 3 penalties. What would you like to say about this?
Last night match, I think not too good for our hope to qualify for the World Cup.
Yes.
The match was indeed somewhat disappointing for many people of Indonesia. We actually had the potential to win, but failed to capitalize. Coach Clifford actually started the match with a good game plan. He played a double pivot in 4-2-3-1 formation, strengthening the midfield to dampen the home team aggressiveness. But unfortunately, that game plan wasn't executed well. Our two defensive midfielders played not at their best performance and couldn't control the midfield. The weakness in midfield zone allow us to come under a lot of attack. The players panic and then made some unforced error. Saudi Arabia capitalized on this to produce more goal after goal. That's what happened.
Yes, well, actually, Saudi Arabia didn't actually dominate the match yet at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But when the penalty by Kevin Dix came, then more and more attacks from Saudi Arabia.
That's true.
And what do you think then about the coach strategy, like the player substitution and so on?
The game plan was good enough, but the problem is in execution. Also in players' lineup, I think Coach Clifford chose some players which could not perform well. Maybe they play at their best. Some players couldn't show what they usually can do. That's the problem.
Execution. Okay, so what to do then in the next match against Iraq on October 14?
Against Iraq, Coach Clifford has a lot of work to do, of course, especially selecting the right lineup to execute his game plan. Facing Iraq is a must-win match. Don't experiment anymore with lineups. Don't do that. Use your best players, Coach Patrick. The coach must also boost the players' morale after the loss to Saudi Arabia. Reassure them that they still have a chance to qualify if they win against Iraq. Equally important, remind the players to play with more discipline and avoiding making too many mistakes. Even without making mistakes, the match against Iraq will be tough. Maybe more tougher than against Saudi Arabia. Of course, we must avoiding too many mistakes.
Okay, hopefully many lessons learned from Saudi Arabia's match. But what about the scenario like the match between Saudi Arabia and Iraq? How influential it is for Indonesia?
Mathematically, Indonesia still have a chance to qualify if we can play better and get 3 points against Iraq. Because if we can win with more than 2 goals, at least 2 goals, we will have a better comparison in goal difference with Saudi Arabia. But of course, with the condition, Iraq can beat Saudi Arabia in the last match in this group.
Okay, 2 goals at least. Hopefully, we can. Indonesia still keeps the hope high. And the formation itself, how important it is for the next match?
4-2-3-1, actually a good formation for Indonesia, because our game plan rely on the our wing players. We need 2 wing players which could make a good penetration to our opponent's defense line. And actually, Coach Clifford choose the right players in Miliano Jonathan and also Beckham Putra. The problem is when our midfield couldn't control the midfield zone. The ball cannot reach the players in the mid in the wing area. Ball always in the midfield area. It makes difficult not only for the wing players but also for our strikers. This is not about the formation 4-2-3-1. This is about how the team as a whole play good in the game plan which created by their coach.
Okay, back to execution as mentioned before.
Back to execution, yes, that's right.
Okay, and now we're talking about the long-term steps. What key areas do you think that the Indonesian national football team needs to improve, whether in strategy, player development, mental preparation?
Again, if we talk about developing football as a whole, we must strengthen, of course, our its foundation and build its ecosystem. It's not just about national team, and also it's not about league competition. We must also talk about football as an industry. With an industrial mindset, we can build quality and sustainable competition. We certainly need to seriously develop a youth development structure. It's not just about increasing the number of youth football tournaments or festivals. That won't be effective. We need more structured youth football development, more integrated system football development, youth football development.
Yes, integration is the key for the national team, the foundation as a whole. All right. Pak Kusnaini, thank you so much for sharing your insight about the match recap. And once again, finger crossed for the next match against Iraq.
There is still a hope.
Yes, we still hope for the best. Indonesia road to the 2026 World Cup. Thank you so much, Pak Muhammad Kisnaini. Well, listeners, that's the match recap between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia in the opening group B match of the fourth round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers, and opportunities, hopes for Indonesian national football team in the next match against Iraq on October 14. Let's keep the dream, the hope high for Indonesia, and stay tuned for more programs, more good things from Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Once upon a time, the angels take back here. In the legend of the Tomaten, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young farmer. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tomaten ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. From Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Tors Minahasa. hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. The darkening and yet golden sky is not the death of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Thank you. mengungkapkannya. Rasa cinta yang ada di dalam dada. Semua tahu ku telah ada yang punya. Hati ini sudah tak lagi available, available. Sorry brother, you're not available. Jangan mengaku bujangan di antara
Dewi Dewi, Dewi Dewi.
Aku yang single, yang menanti kekasih hati.
Kau penghujan sedari dulu. Terpesona hatiku padamu.
Sambut teman yang harus ku tempuh. Akan ku kayu hatiku ke hatimu. Oh, 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 oh. Tahu cintamu, cintaku selamanya.
Sikat Bey.
Hai sobat, apalagi yang engkau tunggu? Gadis berjilbab atau berambut ungu. Cantik, lucu, unyu, bukan segalanya. Yang penting bisa terima aku apa adanya.
Jangan lagi cintamu berakhir di Januari.
Selalu denganmu
bersaksi cintamu kan abadi.
Gelar cintamu namanya.
Semua nama yang harus ku tempuh. Akan ku tayu hatiku ke hatimu. Oh, 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 oh. Lestari cintaku, cintamu.
Oh,
kecil berlari ke sana kemari sambil tertawa riang. Kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan, hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang, berkumpul bersama teman dan bersama senang.
Itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetin, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Berusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanet tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in a traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Jugurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. the glass of tea is rotated twice clockwise over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the fourth sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum.
The Centuries Old Tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati also used the Nyan tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Retaining the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we seek.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by DASEP through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiast about Nyanit. We actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well-known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, DASEP also aims for Indonesia to products which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future. As the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village, this village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
you're watching a very beautiful collaboration between Indonesian musician Andi Rianto and singer Keisha Lefronka. Mengejar Matahari or Catching the Sun, a hit single by Indonesian noted male singer Ari Lasso back in 2004. But this is the version of 2023, another beautiful grand version by Andi Rianto and Keisha Lefronka. But unfortunately, this song also wraps up Indonesia Today broadcast on RRNet. But don't worry, because we keep on airing on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. So I'm Rahma Saridaw from RRNet, and see you in another edition of Indonesia Today.
Joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINet.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Semua jalan cerita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Empal Gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Izinkanlah ku kacaukan ingmu, bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi, membuang sepi. Sejenak perjalanan, dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu.
Barangkali di tengah telaga ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi.